entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number 521 this morning. And with the symbol, it also should tell you it's affordable health care, the topic, which changed a bit with the calendar from November to December. I have a note here. One of our guests has just walked in. She was stuck in traffic. That's Becky Olson from Avera. But Dave is telling us there is an accident between 57th and 41st on Western. The street is blocked and traffic is backed up. That probably could be reported by people all over the community, all over the city as well.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
It is frightful.
But the fire is so delightful.
No fire in here today yet.
No,
we'll see what happens in this hour. We have we've assembled a distinguished panel that'll give us the insight in what they're working on, what it means to our listening audience. Again, no politics in this. This is all just information that you need from the people that are answering the calls. Linda Ross, Community Health Organization of the Dakotas, has returned from Pier. We'll get her reaction to some things this morning, including what the governor had to say, the kind of reaction that the Community Health Organization is getting. Abby Vanderwerth, Holt McDowell, has been in every show. She works businesses, and there's lots of questions. She told us she was on the road over in Minnesota yesterday. Becky Olson just arrived from Avera this morning. And joining us for the first time is Jenny Nichols. We've been waiting on getting a sales and marketing coordinator in front of the microphone. And she, of course, is with Sanford Health. And we're happy to have all of you with us this morning. Ladies, good morning. All right, here are some of our headlines. Estimates that 1 million able to access the website per day as we started December. Sanford and Avera, last time we talked, were in different positions with letters that were either being sent out or being held, depending on what the circumstance was. We'll try to get an update on that today. Lots of questions in the past couple of weeks about employers with non-calendar year plans and their employees wanting to drop or add coverage. And the Community Health Organization have had scares with people calling and posing to be consumers, but have been anti-marketplace groups trying to catch the navigators giving inaccurate information or advice. I guess that's where we ought to bring in Linda Ross. Linda, tell us the scenario. What's going on with Chad?
Well, there's we're seeing things starting to pick up as far as consumers looking for information and getting through the marketplace, so we're very happy about that. Last week was a little slower because of the holiday, but does look like things are getting a little bit better. So I want to encourage people that they should start to go out to the marketplace, and they should look for those in-person assisters through community health centers and various organizations if they need help with the process. With regards to what you mentioned just a couple of seconds ago, there are some groups out there that are anti-marketplace health insurance, and so they're trying to stir up maybe a little bit of trouble, and we've seen a little bit of that where people have called and have been asking questions, and the reason that that's important is because the information that consumers give to the in-person assisters, we hope and expect that is truthful information. So when it comes to income and those type of things, we're relying on the consumer to give the right information, because that obviously makes a difference with regards to what they may be able to receive through the marketplace. So they need to be careful that they aren't advising consumers to do anything other than give the right information. So there's just been a little bit of sensitivity to that, so we're paying attention to it.
Linda, while we've got you on the phone, and hopefully our connection will stay up with you a good part of the show, we're hearing from you last time that some of the community health people were getting some pushback from churches, libraries, community organizations that were initially willing to partner and then had to back off because it appeared it was political.
And, you know, we're still basically seeing that same thing. You know, people have strong reactions to this, and as opposed to looking at it as an opportunity for folks to get insurance if they don't have it, it's becoming perhaps a little bit more political, and people are associating it with politics and therefore are backing away from it.
All right. So you did compare for us, too, how North Dakota was doing versus South Dakota. And you had mentioned in the last trip with us on the air that North Dakota was just a little bit ahead of South Dakota. How is South Dakota now comparing with our neighbors to the north?
They seem to be doing a little bit better, so we're happy about that. I think we're having a little bit more success in the marketplace. So at this point, it looks like we're fairly equal with regards to what successes we've had with the community health centers. So we're happy about that.
Healthcare was what was discussed in Peer yesterday. Any vibrations that you picked up?
Well, we're certainly not surprised from the governor's budget address with regards to not expanding Medicaid. He's conservative in his thinking and in his budgets, and we understand that. So we figured that that would be what his choice would be and that he would wait and see. And, you know, he is going to increase, I believe, Medicaid to the providers, the Medicaid providers, 3%. So that's a good thing for those people who do take the Medicaid. But as far as his decision to expand, didn't think it would happen this year, so we weren't surprised at that. And I think that there are groups out there that will look and see if there are alternatives or other ways that we might be able to push some things forward.
Linda Ross, Community Health Organization of the Dakotas. We're going to turn to some of the other issues of the day. Please stay on the line with us, if you will, Linda.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Let's turn to Becky and Jenny. Becky, of course, is with Avera. Jenny with the sales marketing coordinating side. And as we talked in the last show, and we have we've had Lisa with us through a good part of that, Lisa Carlson, there was a different scenario with Avera and Sanford. Sanford had sent out letters to those people that wouldn't match. Avera stopped the letters before they got to the mailman. So, if you will, you're handling the sales and marketing side, and we kept hearing from Lisa, we kept hearing from Becky, we kept hearing from anybody else. We needed to be talking to a sales marketing coordinator. Here we are, December the 4th. And you happen to get in the door through the snow to talk to us. Jenny, tell us the scenario at Sanford.
Yeah, so as you said, Bill, we did get our letters sent out to all of our non-grandfathered individual members a week before President Obama came out with his transitional policy, which allowed states the option to allow carriers to reinstate their current policies. So the original letter that Sanford Health Plan sent to these members said that basically your current plan that you had would no longer meet the Affordable Care Act requirements, and you would have to move to a new Simplicity plan with Sanford or another carrier, an ACA compliant plan, as of 1/1/14. Now that the state of South Dakota has decided to allow carriers to reinstate our existing policies, we are going to do that. So the process that we have in place right now is we're working as fast as we can to get a new letter out to all of the members who recently received a letter that will now say kind of the opposite, that you now can keep your plan if you would like it, and just educate them as well that, you know, if they had a pre-existing condition, they still would. Their rates will most likely go up in 2014 because as a carrier, we need to refile the plans and refile a new rate the essential health benefits. A lot of those things that are in an ACA plan will not be in this existing plan. And just making sure they understand that before they make their decision. We have had a lot of engaged consumers who have been watching the news and the media and things like that. So we've gotten a lot of calls since our letters have come out. So since we're still working on that, we've also reached out to all of our local agents. The nice thing is all of our current Elite One members have a local independent insurance agent that they work with. So we've been able to reach out to our agents through webinars and things in the meantime before these letters come out so that they can reach out to their clients a little bit quicker than we can, just to say, look for a letter from Sanford Health Plan coming soon. You can keep your plan if you would like it and things like that.
All right. Becky Olson, it was a different scenario. I don't know how you guys stopped the mail. Maybe the mail was getting to you later. So I don't know what the scenario was, but your letters didn't go out. Are they still sitting there, or will they be different letters?
The letters will not go out because those letters, like Jenny said, are the ones that said you're currently in a plan that doesn't meet the Affordable Care Act requirements. So now, given the administration's allowance to the state and the state allowing the carriers to keep those plans in place, we have ditched those letters. We won't be using those. And we'll be have sent out a letter. There was a required kind of standard notification to go out to enrollees. So that has gone out, kind of saying you have the option to keep this plan. But like Jenny said, Avera as well is going to be working on educating the consumer, because in the end, there are some choices that they need to make. And so we want to make sure that those folks are educated and knowing that, you know, if they were thinking they're going to have maternity coverage, you know, based on these new ACA plans, that if they choose to elect their or keep their old ones, they may not have that. So.
And for those joining us, ACA is the Affordable Care Act plan, which some people call something else, the Obama plan. When we come back, we're going to talk with Abby about the business side of it, which has also got some unusual twist and request.
Weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so
delightful. The discussion this morning, the affordable health care, lots of sliding and sledding outside. Drive carefully as the snow continues to come down. Linda Ross, Community Health Organization of the Dakotas, was in Pierre yesterday, not with us today. She, I presume you're still down in the Vermilion area, correct?
No, actually, I am in the office. I had to go to the office this morning.
Okay, but you're with us now, and we'll be talking with you. We need to turn to business right now, and Abby Vanderwerth with Holt McDowell has been in the shows, and we've been talking business. And you and I have talked a little bit about some of the business questions that have come up and employees and employers that are not exactly agreeing on where they should go and what they should do.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. So a couple things. You know, first of all, we've gotten a lot of questions lately about individuals that have access to coverage through their employer but maybe want to explore coverage on the marketplace, and can they come off their employer's plan to do that? And certainly if it's the employer's open enrollment right now, that's an option. But if it's not, there are some considerations that the employer needs to make. Signing up for coverage on the marketplace is not a qualifying event, so those employees are not actually allowed to do that unless their employer decides to amend their cafeteria plan, which the administration said was allowable, to let these people either come off their coverage to go to the marketplace or, due to the individual mandate, come on the coverage of the employer in order to satisfy that requirement of the law. So they have some considerations to make about their plan design, what that means for participation, if they actually want to allow their employees to come on and go off, what that does administratively to them, and just to make sure that they're actually setting up their plan the way that they want it to operate.
One of the businesses that we heard about, the employers are notifying the employees that if their spouse can get insurance from the spouse's workplace, that they will not be covered in the future.
Yeah, we are starting to see, you know, the law requires applicable large employers to make an offer of coverage to individual employees and their dependent children. There's no requirement to offer coverage to spouses. And so what we're starting to see more and more, we already have some employers that do this, but they're creating either spousal carve-outs, meaning that if spouses have access to coverage through their own employer, they're not eligible to be on their spouse's plan, Or we're seeing spousal surcharges where if your spouse has access to coverage through their own employer, we're going to charge you more to have that spouse on our plan. And where this probably makes more sense is really when you're starting to see some of those spouses drive the claims of your plan. If you have unhealthy spouses on your plan and you want them to go on their own coverage, we're starting to see employers take that into consideration.
Well, that's the scenario from the business side, from Avera, from Sanford, and also from Linda Ross, Community Health Organizations. A lot to talk about, a lot to try to understand. I want a consensus. We heard the million member figure that was put out on Monday. Initially, it was 750,000. They came back, and it was a million. They were aiming for 800,000, if I remember right, to be able to get through in a day. Is the website now working to where people can trust it? Becky?
You know, we've had some people who have been able to go through the application process, no trouble. And we're definitely seeing that either more people are having success or more people are applying, because our numbers that we're receiving for enrollment on the marketplace to Avera Health Plans has increased each day in terms of the number of people we receive. However, on the flip side, you do hear a story here and there of somebody trying to get on and having trouble. So I think it's definitely a lot better than it was in the past. Although I think, you know, with anything, when you have something where there's a deadline saying now everything's going to be working well, everybody kind of is going to hit that website hard this week. And so I would anticipate there are going to be some times where there's going to be some times where it's slower or not working. But overall, it sure seems like they've done a lot to make the website work more efficiently.
Jenny, from your end, and again, we're making Sanford and Avera share a microphone, and I apologize for that. We need one more microphone. We could call it the affordable healthcare mic in here. But from the Sanford side of it, are you still seeing the same kind of reaction that they were able to get through the electronics?
I would agree with Becky. I think Sanford Health Plan seeing the same thing. I think we're seeing more and more pieces of the website functioning better. Just again, we're also seeing higher enrollments than what we've seen in the past. It seems like each day we've got enrollments coming in. Sanford Health Plan has also kind of taken the initiative to call these people once we receive the enrollment from them for a variety of different reasons, kind of to let them know, number one, that we've received your transaction, and, you know, so that they feel comfortable knowing that the site is functioning and that type of thing. And many of the people that we've talked to have gotten through with no problems at all. And then there's the other side of it where you do run into a few people here or there who maybe what we've received, they don't, maybe doesn't match what they thought, or they've spent maybe 7 or 10 hours, you know, trying to get through the marketplace. But I would say overall, we as well have seen it definitely functioning much better than it has in the past weeks.
All right, before I turn to Abby, you guys have just put me in a spot. I've got to ask the question. You said higher enrollment. Tell us about higher enrollment, kind of numbers we're talking about, because we were talking pretty meager numbers 2 weeks ago when we talked. So we'll stay right with...
Oh, you're putting us on the spot. Sanford Health Plan is excited. We hit 100 members yesterday in South Dakota. And I know Avera's are higher than that, so I'll let Becky share that.
And 100 members of... What does 100 represent? People that have gotten through, that have enrolled?
People who have actually enrolled and gotten all the way through and are being sent, you know, letters saying, we've received your application, you are enrolled, and will become a member of us on January 1st.
Okay. And the report from Avera?
We have hit 403, I think, as of this morning. So.
Okay. Excited. Now, the 403, how did that compare a couple of weeks ago?
You know, we would get maybe a few weeks ago, maybe 10 a day in a file. And I think over the last probably week or so, we've had 30 or 40 that have come in. So we're just getting a lot more, you know, at a time. So we've seen in the last probably a couple of weeks the number of enrollees really increasing quite a bit.
And Sanford mentioned they were calling people. I presume Avera's doing much the same?
Yep, we're doing the exact same thing, having to reach out to that enrollee just to make sure that, you know, like Jenny said, that they know that we received their application, and if they had any questions, and kind of making sure they know how to access their directory and things of that nature.
All right, Abby and Linda, we need to get to you on the same question. Abby, what are you hearing on the website?
You know, I haven't heard a whole lot. I think a lot of our employer groups, their employees have started to get pretty comfortable with, I have access through my employer. I'm hearing all this news surrounding this website. I don't want to go out there and deal with it because I know I'm okay. My employer's taking care of me. So we have really not seen a lot of questions lately regarding the individual marketplace.
Linda, what about from the community health side? What are you hearing as far as people getting through?
Well, I can't say what our number is out of that 503 that are in the new plans, but I can say that we are seeing more success, certainly, than what we did originally in getting through the process. So the website is definitely working better for folks, for our people who are helping, and for people in general. So we're very happy about that.
Linda, the question that I had, particularly with community health, and I guess anybody that's trying to get through a web system, they always have questions about how to make it work. Have you had many of those kind of questions?
Yeah, there's certainly some minor glitches that people seem to be experiencing as they move along, you know, when filling in a field and then something fluky happens or that type of thing. And we get those reports from our certified application counselors, and we have been raising those up to CMS so that they are aware that there are some system issues. And they've been very responsive, so...